Welcome to Above Limitations with Pastor Victoria, touching lives and communities with the words of deliverance and raising people above limitations.
Jehovah, we praise you. Heavenly Father, we adore you. There is no one like you. Amen. Mightier than the mightiest. Amen. Stronger than the strongest. Amen. Ancient of days. You are mighty God. Amen. You are awesome God. Amen. You are marvelous God. There is no power like your power. Yes. There is no one as holy as you. Yes, Lord. There is no one as mighty as you. Blessed be your holy name. We appreciate you. Thank you, Jesus. For the grace to be in this house today. For the grace to gather among the children of the Most High God to seek your face. It's the grace of God that had been upon our life that empower us to fast. Many people cannot fast from 9 a.m. to 12. They will be sick. They will be rolling on the floor. They will be vomiting. But it is a grace that you've given unto us to do this one. We don't want to take it lightly. We don't want to take it just as a joke. We want to appreciate you for it. We want to thank you for it. We thank you for all the youth that are doing it. Thank you for all the adults that are doing it. Thank you for the giant, the generous, and the Lord that are doing it, oh Lord, that are standing in the gap with us today. We magnify your holy name. Let your name be praised. 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 Father, accept the thanks, oh Lord. Thank you for the outcome of this fasting and prayer. Thank you for the result of this fasting and prayer. Thank you for the miracle of this fasting and prayer. Thank you for signs and wonders of this fasting and prayer. Thank you for the testimony of this fasting and prayer. Thank you for the joy of this fasting and prayer. Thank you, Lord Almighty God, for the children that you have blessed us with. Thank you for good matrimonial home. Thank you for marriages of this fasting and prayer. Thank you for the christening of children of this fasting and prayer. Thank you for residential permit of this fasting and prayer. Thank you, Lord, for marriages of this fasting and prayer. Thank you, Lord, for your mighty hand, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are a great God. Thank you, Lord, that you are awesome, God. Thank you, Lord Almighty God, for the things that you are going to do. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you, Lord Almighty God, that signs and wonders are going to be following. Thank you, Lord, for mighty hand. Thank you for the mighty move of God. Thank you for breaking chains. Thank you for breaking shackles. Thank you for setting us free. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you for lifting us up above every limitation. Thank you, everlasting Father. We magnify your holy name. We magnify your holy name. We praise your holy name. We exalt your holy name. Manyakaraba soto baba shen. Makaraba soto baba shen. Somebody who lift up your voice, say thank you, Lord. We reference you, Lord. Alade Ura, Alade Mimo, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, El Shaddai God, the Ancient of Days, Omnipotent God, Omniscience God, I magnify your name, I lift you up, I adore your name, I magnify your name, I appreciate you in this house, I appreciate you, Father, for miracle that you will do in this house, for this 7 days fasting and prayer, for miracle that you will do in this 7 days fasting and prayer, for the land that you will transform, for the story that you will change, for circumstances that you will change, for the land that you will lift it up, for spirit of unity and oneness, O Lord, be glorified, be glorified, be glorified, be glorified, be glorified, be glorified, be glorified. Somebody glorify him. 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 Somebody, I said, glorify him. Somebody give him praise and honor. Give him praise and honor. Give him praise and honor. Receive. Ma pasta calabashe de boss.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
I make this declaration. On this very first day of this fasting and prayer, whatsoever that is in your life, I want you to make sure that you receive this right now. You don't have to make noise. You don't have to shout. But let it sink in into you. Let everything that is in you hear this and receive it. Makaila baso tolobosha. Ilema sakala mashindia. Liba kosko to mashaka. I make that decree and declaration. Shakalaba sikele bo shakala. Shakalaba sokola ba shakaya. Shakalaba sakala ba shekela ba sakala. Ma shakalaba sikala ba shekela ba. I decree Revelation chapter 12 verse 11. Amen. Over your life. In this very first day of this fasting and prayer, it says you overcome with the blood of the Lamb. Amen. And the word of your testimony. From now on, whatsoever that have limited you, you will overcome them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever that have limited your relationship, that is a woman, the Lord said you always cry. That is something that always about your joy in your relationship. Whatsoever that thing in this very first day, I speak to your life that you will overcome it.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus, you overcome.
Amen.
You have overcome.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You will not do this fasting and prayer in vain.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You overcome barrenness.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
You overcome stagnation.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb, you overcome loneliness. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
You overcome any sickness.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb, you overcome the spirit of anger.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
You overcome poverty.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb, you overcome sorrow.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb, you overcome crying. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb, in the name of Jesus, you overcome barriers. In the name of Jesus. By the blood of the Lamb, you overcome every embargo. By the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You overcome generational curses.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb, you overcome generational curses.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
By the blood of the Lamb, whatsoever that is there in your life that say you will not settle down, that say you will not give birth, that say you will not marry, that say you will not be happy, that say you will not enjoy your marriage, that say you will not enjoy your husband, that say you will not enjoy your wife, today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree and I declare.
Amen.
You overcome death.
Amen.
You overcome death.
Amen.
You overcome death.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree and I declare you will not do this fasting and prayer in vain.
Amen.
I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
You will not do this fasting and prayer in vain.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
A change will take place.
Yes, Lord.
In your life.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
A change will take place.
Yes, Lord.
In your family.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I command embargo to be destroyed right
Amen.
Now. In the name of
of Jesus.
Amen.
I command chains to be broken right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I decree and I declare,
yes,
there
Lord.
Shall be a change in your life.
Yes, Lord.
There shall be a change in your
yes,
life.
Lord.
Barrier will be broken.
Amen.
I command barrier to be destroyed.
Amen.
I destroy anything that has been standing against your life.
Amen.
Whatsoever that is there that say you will not rise up, I command them to be destroyed.
Amen.
Some of you are not saying amen. My yenderebo satalaba. This fasting and prayer will leave a mark in your life.
Amen.
Say a better amen.
Amen.
This fasting and prayer will leave a mark into your life.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
This fasting and prayer will leave a mark in your life.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Will leave a mark into your
Hallelujah.
Marriage. In the name of the
amen.
Lord Jesus. Will leave a mark into your soul.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
By the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes.
you overcome failure.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
That spirit of failure be destroyed. Right now be destroyed.
Yes, yes,
in the
yes,
name of
yes,
Jesus
yes,
be destroyed.
Yes, yes,
the spirit of failure.
Yes, yes,
failure
yes.
in your life.
Ooh,
failure
ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da
failure in your spiritual life, rather in the name of Jesus, be this strong, 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 in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, what is impossible with man is possible with God. Any spirit, I make that declaration and I decree, whatever that is the spirit of limitation, whatever that is the spirit of impossibility, I command it rather to be destroyed in your life.
Amen.
Hear me and wear me well. That thing that has been impossible for you, right now, as you do this fasting and prayer, it shall be possible.
Amen.
I said that thing that has been impossible for you, as you do this fasting and prayer, I decree and I declare it shall be possible.
Amen.
It shall be possible.
Amen.
To settle down will be possible.
Amen.
To rise above limitation will be possible.
Amen.
To have children will be possible.
Amen.
To make it will be possible.
Amen.
To fulfill your career will be possible.
Amen.
Your education will be possible.
Amen.
Your course will be possible.
Amen.
Your purpose will be possible.
Amen.
Settlement will be possible.
Amen.
Your residential permit will be possible.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus,
amen.
Whatever the power, whatever the forces, whatever the demon that I've said it would not be possible, I release the fire of Holy Ghost to destroy them right
amen.
Now. Fire of Holy Ghost will destroy them.
Amen.
Whatever that is there in the foundation of your life that keep pulling you back, that keep stopping you, that keep delaying you, that keep limiting you, right now I release the blood of Jesus to you. I release the blood of Jesus to you. I release the blood of Jesus to you. Blood of Jesus, right now, terminate them.
Yes.
Terminate them.
Amen.
Terminate them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. There is someone here. The Lord said to me, the enemy is fighting against you, against what belongs to you. They are fighting for it to take it from you. Whatsoever that the enemy has been fighting to take it away from your life. Linda Masoto Baba Shaka. Liba setela bakanda rabakanda ba. Whatever the enemy, with whoever that is that enemy that have been fighting against you, I command them to fall down and die.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Enemy of your glory, Father, one die.
Amen.
Enemy of your destiny, Father, one
amen.
Die. Enemy of breakthrough, Father, one die.
Amen.
Enemy of your joy, we Father, one die.
Amen.
Enemy of your testimony, we Father, one
amen.
Die. In the name of of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I release the blood of Jesus.
Lord,
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 I cover you with the blood of Jesus.
Lord, of Jesus.
This fasting and prayer, you will have testimony.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, you will have testimony.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, you will have testimony.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, you will have testimony.
Amen.
There is a woman here, you are doing something. You are establishing a business. And you are saying, it's too big for me. The Lord said, I should tell you to march on. Go ahead. The Lord said to me that I will help you. I prophesy to your life, what you thought you cannot do, what the enemy said you cannot do. Many of you, the enemy said you can't settle down. Many of you, generational causes said you can't settle down. You can't bring forth children. You can't bring forth joy. I said, I prophesy what the enemy said you cannot do. From now on, start to do it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, start to do it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, start to do it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, start to do it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, start to do it.
Amen.
You will fulfill your purpose.
Amen.
You will fulfill your destiny.
Amen.
You will fulfill your dream.
Amen.
You will fulfill your purpose. You will fulfill your career.
Amen.
You will settle down.
Amen.
I want you to say amen.
Amen.
You will settle down.
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 Amen.
You will have a good home.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will have a good husband.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will have good children.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your life will become very good. Great things will happen in your life. Thank you, everlasting Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, everlasting Father.
Thank you, Lord.
I seal it up with the blood of,
Lord,
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
As I decree, so shall it be.
Amen.
Oh, shall it. As I decree, so shall it be.
Amen.
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 Put your holy hands together and give God praise.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. And when God created you, I'm talking to every one of us now, just listen to me. You need to understand the word of God. After God has finished creating you, he formed you in your mother's womb. He proposed your life and your destiny, packaged you completely. And at the end, he said, everything that I've done in regards to you, I saw it and it was very good. Hear this and hear this carefully. Regardless of your situation, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of whatever you are going through, the word of God will not change. The word of God remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. It is forever settled. So what am I trying to say in essence is that the position of God concerning you remains the same. Everything about you is very good. But the reality is that there are things that are happening in your life that is contrary to what Genesis 1:31 is saying. And that is those issues we are here to address tonight. And the Lord will address it in the name of Jesus. So you are going to open your mouth and you're going to repeat that prayer. Everything that is very good.
Everything that is very good.
That God has prepared for me.
That God has prepared for me.
In these 7 days of fasting and prayer.
In these 7 days of fasting and prayer.
I receive it in the name of Jesus.
I receive it in the name of
Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Everything that is very good.
Everything that is very good. In my life that God has prepared for me.
I receive it in the name of Jesus.
I receive it right now. Open your mouth. Begin to decree. Everything that is very good.
I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Everything
he said, everything about me is very good. And God saw everything about me that was very good.
I receive it in the name of Jesus. Every good thing that belongs to your
family. Receive it now.
Everything that belongs to your family.
Receive it
every
now.
Every good thing that belongs to my children.
Oh, by the blood of Jesus.
By fire, by force, I receive it.
I possess my possession.
I
receive everything about me.
Every
good blessing about me.
Every
every good glory about me.
Every good
receive
thing that
it in the name of Jesus.
I command it to come forth in the name of Jesus. I command my good husband to come forth. I command my good wife
yes,
to come forth.
Yes, yes,
I receive
yes,
it in the name
yes.
of Jesus. My good children, you've got to come. I receive every good thing that belongs to me. Good marriage, karaba satire. Good destiny, good glory.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hear this. Why have God said everything about my life is good? But whereas everything about my life is not showing that goodness. This is the truth. God has created you and patterned your life, and everything about you is good. But the Bible said in John 10:10, the thief cometh to steal that which is good. The thief cometh to kill that which is good. The thief cometh to destroy that which is good. But Jesus said, I have come to give life in abundance. In other words, what I have instituted in your life in Genesis chapter 1 verse 31 that the enemy have stolen, in these 7 days I have come to return. If you are that person, let your amen be louder. You're going to 139 verse 13. He said, for you created my innermost being. You knit me together. You packaged me in my mother's womb. Verse 14, I will praise you because I am fearfully, I am wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well. This is the testimony of David. He said, God created me fearfully and wonderfully. He said, I am the work of God. I am a wonder. That's what he said. He said, your work is what are wonderful. In other words, your life is what wonderful. And that's why God said, everything about you is what very good. Tell your neighbor, everything about you is very good.
Everything about you is very good.
Everything about me everything, that is very good.
Everything about me that is very good.
That the enemy has come to steal.
That the enemy has come to steal.
To kill.
To kill.
To destroy.
To destroy.
By virtue of this fasting
by
and prayer.
Virtue of this fasting
I receive them all.
I receive them,
I receive them back.
I receive them
in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Open your mouth and begin to pray.
Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, every good thing in my life, every good thing about your children, every good thing in your marriage,
open your mouth and begin to pray.
The enemy have come to steal every good thing,
every good thing about my life,
every good thing about my
every good thing about my destiny, my marriage, my home, my business, my job, my health, my finance, my career. My children, my husband, my wife, I receive them by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Every good thing in my life that the enemy has come to steal. Every good thing in this ministry. Every good thing in the life of all the children.
Go ahead, receive them. By authority of Jesus.
By
the power of the Holy Ghost. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
I receive it back by fire, by force. By fire, by force.
Receive
by fire,
those by children.
By fire, by
receive
force.
The husband. Receive that wife. Receive that glory. Receive that destiny. Receive that blessing. Oh, somebody be violent in your spirit. Receive it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hear this.
Yes, sir.
God said, I should tell you, don't underestimate yourself. Some of you are praying, but you still underestimate your power. You underestimate the authority that you carry. God said, I should tell you, don't underestimate yourself. Open your mouth wide. The Bible says, there is power of life and death in your tongue. He said, behold, I have given you authority and power over snakes and scorpions and over every power of the enemy. He said, nothing shall by any means harm you. Tell your neighbor, there is power in your mouth. There is power in your tongue. When you say you receive it, visualize yourself going to the camp of the enemy and taking it. Irregardless of the devil, visualize yourself because you are armored by God. Hello, you are armored by God. As long as you are saved, washed by the blood of the Lamb, filled of the Spirit, you are armored by God. You have the power to take it back. And in these 7 days fasting and prayer, whatever good thing that the devil has taken, today we decree total restoration in the name of Jesus. Now you are going to pray a prayer of warfare. You are going to pray because the Bible said it was very good from the beginning. It was very good from the beginning. Jesus was speaking when they were talking about divorce. They called Jesus to intervene. And Jesus said, from the beginning, it was not so that you will divorce your wife or divorce your husband. Say, for God made them to become husband and what? Wife, one. He said, from the beginning, it was not so. So something happened that changed it. Whatever that has changed the blessing in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, you have to address it. Because from the beginning, it was very good. So if it is not very good now, there's something has changed it. You have to deal with it. Are you ready to deal with it? Are you ready to deal with
it?
Yes, sir. I want you to hold somebody. You're going to pray for that person. You're going to pray on top of your loud voice. Yes. With a loud what? Voice. You are going to rebuke that devil. To leave that person alone. In the name of Jesus. Hear this. In Matthew chapter 15 verse 13. And Jesus replied, every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Whatever God has not planted in the life of my sister, everything that is not good that God has not planted in the life of my brother, right now by the power in the blood of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted. Holy Ghost, open your mouth and begin to pray.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, pray for that person right now. Whatever the Lord has not planted into your life, into your soul, into your body. Into
pray,
your
pray, body, pray.
It is there.
Whatever. La rakashata la rababababa. Le kraya la rababababa. Le krese te karababa. Receive fire! Receive fire! Receive fire! Be uprooted! Be uprooted! Be uprooted! In the name of Jesus! Open your mouth! Everything that is not very good, everything that is not good in your life, be uprooted. Shake that hand, shake that person, shake that person, shake that person, shake out, shake out. Oh, let us see.
Shake it out. Whatever that is in your life, barrenness, poverty, lackness, sorrow, serpentine spirit, python spirit, cancer, if I brought whatever that the Lord did not plant
in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You are still going to pray for that person.
Every tree
that God has not planted, bearing bad fruits, in your life, in your destiny. What are you waiting for? Be uprooted by fire. Holy Ghost, open your mouth and begin to pray.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whatever that the Lord did not plant into your life,
every bad tree bearing bad fruits, La ra ga ga ga. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Power of the Holy Ghost.
Whatever that is.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted.
Right in the name of
Lord Jesus, whatever the Lord did not plant in your land that is there by fire, by force,
every tree bearing bad fruits, every tree bearing bad fruits, every tree that is not very good
in your life, in your
body, out in the name of Jesus, we command you out. Be all brutal. Be all brutal. Be all brutal. Oh, la raka shata la ba 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 ba.
Whatever by the anointing, whatever the Lord did not plant,
in the Lord is
fire. Come on by fire. Come on by fire.
Yes.
Let back a shaka.
Yes. Come on, failure. Stagnation. Barrenness. Childlessness. Limitation. Oh, be uprooted.
Loser, let her go. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on by fire. Whatever the Lord did not plant into your life.
Pray. Be uprooted by your roots. Be uprooted by your roots.
Be rooted.
Oh, la 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 la.
Yes. Come on. Whatever that the Lord did not plant into this life, right in the name of Jesus, lose your power.
I poison you.
By the blood of Jesus, I poison you. By the blood of Jesus, come out of
there. Every bad tree in your life, bearing bad fruits. Every tree that is not very good in your life. Oh, be uprooted in the name of Jesus.
Into your life, I take authority over the runner. Come and offer in the name of Jesus. Be rooted out. By fire, by force. Whatever that is in your life. That the Lord did not plant. Whatever that is in your life. That the Lord did not plant in there. I take authority. Be rooted out by fire. Be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Come 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 out in the name of Jesus. Whatever the Lord did not plant
in your life.
Lose your power. Come out in the name of Jesus.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. La raka shata la raba baba baba baba. Be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Every bad tree bearing bad fruit in your life.
Lose your power. Come on.
Every tree that is not very good, that your followers not planted. Be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Be uprooted in the name of Jesus.
Come on. Whatever the Lord did not plant into this body, that is there right
yes,
now.
Yes.
I take authority.
Out in the name of Jesus.
Be rooted.
Whatever that is causing failure, whatever that is causing shame and disgrace, embarrassment, limitation,
into this life that is there, I release fire.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
For the third time, you're going to pray for that person before you change to another person. The Lord has been speaking to me expressly. He said the battle is in the mind. There are so many people with thoughts of limitation. Even in this year of enlargement, their thoughts, their reasoning, their way of thinking are very limited. And so no matter they pray, no matter they make prophetic declaration, they cannot see the manifestation of that enlargement. There are so many people who their thought, their mindset, their way of thinking and reason, their perception is loaded with so many things that are evil, nothing good. And as long as you have that mindset, there is nothing anybody can do. Hello? You cannot grow beyond your mindset. The Bible said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think poor, you are poor. If you think failure, then you are a failure. No amount of fasting and prayer, laying of hand, until the thought is changed. The Bible says, casting down every imagination that try to exalt themselves above the knowledge of God. What is the knowledge of God? From the beginning, it was very good. So any mindset contrary to very good is an error. It's a stronghold.
The devil will be telling you, you are not good. Look at you. You are 50. You have not married. You are not good. Look at you. You've been married. No issue. You are not very good. The devil will keep showing you things in your life that says that you are not very good. So that the word of God will mean nothing to you anymore. Your faith dies. And you are not held in that captivity. But tonight, we address it in the name of Jesus. You're going to pray that God will purge the mind of the person that you are holding. Of evil thought, evil imagination, evil mindset, mindset of carnality. Every mindset contrary to Genesis chapter 1 verse 31. Laraka shata lalaba. Hear this. You are going to pray this prayer like this. Isaiah chapter 4 verse 4 said, the Lord will wash away the feet of the women of Zion. He will cleanse the blood stain from Jerusalem. He said, by a spirit of judgment and by a spirit of fire. I love this scripture so much. He said, how will God purge you? He said, by a spirit of what? Judgment. In other words, God will execute judgment against that mindset. And the fire of the Lord will destroy it. You are going to pray. I release the spirit of judgment.
I release the spirit of fire.
Into your mindset. Into your mind. Whatever God has now planted in your mind, contrary to Genesis 1:31, receive the judgment of God. Receive the fire of God. Be pushed in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Command the spirit of fire, the spirit of judgment. Into the mindset of the person you are holding. Every way of thinking, every way of reasoning, every way of imagination, every way of mindset. Receive the fire of the Holy Ghost.
Every mindset of mentality of failure. Every cage mentality.
Yes.
Every limited mentality.
Yes.
Every shared mentality.
Yes.
Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we command it right now. Father, we raise the spirit of judgment against that mentality.
Yes.
We raise the spirit of judgment.
Yes.
Yes. We raise the spirit of judgment.
Oh, we release
the spirit of burning.
The spirit of judgment. The spirit of fire.
Oh,
against every mindset contrary to the word of God, every mindset that is not very good, every way of thinking, every stronghold in your mindset.
Open your mouth and begin to speak. We release the fire of the Holy Ghost into our mindset. We release the fire of the Holy Ghost. We release the fire of the Holy Ghost into our mindset right now. We release the fire. Pray. Are you tired?
Cast it down every imagination.
Yes, sir.
Oh, cast it down every imagination. Every mindset of carnality. Every wrong mindset. Every evil mindset. Every mindset of evil. Every mindset that is not good. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Find another person and pray. Hear this. The stronghold of Satan is in the mind. Hello, are you hearing me? The stronghold from the word of God. When you hear about stronghold, that the enemy has placed a stronghold on you, it's on your mind. It's not on any other place. It's on your mind. When the devil takes captive of your mind, evil spirit will begin to rule you. Are you hearing me? As long as your mind does not think in line with the word of God, as long as your mind is full of evil, evil spirit take over. They begin to oppress you.
Are you ready? They begin to oppress you. That is when the devil takes stronghold of the mind of a husband, the husband sees the wife as a winch. The wife sees the husband as what? A winch. But from the beginning, man, it was not so. They were meant to love each other. But the devil has taken the mind of the husband. Now, the husband now thinks that the enemy of his destiny is his own wife. The person that he sleeps with, the person that he eats with, the person that he lives with has become what? His enemy. Here was the battle lost. That's why the Bible said, be ye transformed by the renewal of what? Your mind. You are going to open your mouth. Every stronghold that Satan has established in the mind of my sister, in the mind of my brother, against the word of God, against Genesis 1:31, every mindset that is against very good,
right now,
by the blood of Jesus, I command a stronghold in your mind. Be broken. Holy Ghost, open your mouth and begin to pray.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, whatever the stronghold in my mind, whatever the stronghold in your mind, the mindset that is telling you can't make it, the mindset of negativity, the mindset of problem, the mindset of failure, the mindset that the enemy has planted, Rakadara Bakaskotoya, be broken in
break
the name
stronghold.
Be broken in the name
cast
of Jesus.
It down.
The negative mindset, every negative mindset.
Against Genesis 1:31.
In the name of Jesus, right now, be broken.
Every mindset that is not very good,
be broken in the name of Jesus.
Even mindset.
Standard of the blood of
break
Jesus.
That stronghold.
Against that mindset.
Break that stronghold.
Lose that. Let her go. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. That stronghold.
Yes. Holy Ghost. Fire. Holy Ghost, fire. Holy Ghost fire.
Release the fire
of God.
Fire.
The spirit of judgment into that mindset.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Tonight the Lord will set you free. I said tonight the Lord will set you free. As long as a man has a carnal mind, he cannot see the blessing of God. The Bible said a carnal mind is an enmity with what? God. God has said in Genesis 1:31, it is very good. But the mindset is carnal, so the mindset cannot see that blessing. You are going to pray. Every stronghold of carnality in my mind that have been depriving me of my blessing, depriving me of my glory, depriving me of my goodness, in my life, in my destiny, in my marriage, in my ministry, in my career. Right now, in the name of Jesus, receive the fire of the Holy Ghost. Receive the blood of Jesus. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Holy Ghost, open your mouth and begin to pray.
Command right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Ripasata laba shakalabaya. Ile broken skotoya. Nothing happen until you pray. Nothing happen until Esther pray. Nothing happen until you speak to the Lord. Nothing happen until you pray. Nothing happen until you pray. Every mindset that is telling you can't make it. Every mindset that is telling you that you can't rise.
Be broken in the name of Jesus.
Mindset that is telling you can't rise. Lose that. Let her go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I take authority over you right now.
Command that stronghold that you'll be broken.
Instead of yours right now.
Command that cord that shall be broken. In your mind. Every mindset of carnality. Every stronghold of carnality. Be broken in the name of Jesus. Be broken in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold of carnality.
Lose
be broken in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, by the power of the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
Fire, Holy Ghost.
Yes, 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 yes.
Fire in
that
name.
Oh,
fire, Holy Ghost.
Every mindset of carnality. Every stronghold of carnality.
Lose that, let her go. Fire, Holy Ghost. Fire of Holy Ghost, Rakadaba Satanamoskata. I part fire into that mindset. Let the fire of purity.
Every stronghold of unholiness, the stronghold of iniquity, the stronghold of ungodliness. In Jesus' name,
the blood of Jesus.
You are going to pray. Every stronghold of iniquity in my mind. Every stronghold of unholiness, every stronghold of ungodliness. Listen, iniquity is a mystery. That's why a lot of people struggle with it. They've done everything they know how to do, but they can't come out of it. Whatever spirit that is operating in my life,
whatever the spirit that is operating in my life,
the spirit of uncleanness,
the spirit of uncleanness,
the spirit of unholiness,
the spirit of unholiness,
the spirit of iniquity,
the spirit of iniquity,
right now be arrested,
right now be arrested,
die in the name of Jesus. I command a strong God in my mind, be broken in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, open your mouth and begin to pray.
Any strong God in my life, Irugbe Shano Ayemi, Irugbe Shano Miarami, Irugbe Shano Ejemi, are you praying at all? Irugbe Shano Lemi, Irugbe Kirugbe Tomawa No Ayemi, God alone in the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth.
God alone in the name of Jesus.
Deal with it, deal with it.
Right,
spirit
now,
of uncleanness.
Word of uncleanness.
The spirit of iniquity. The spirit of unholiness.
Be rooted out. Be rooted out. Pray like a warrior.
Pray with
like
that spirit.
Pray
break
like
that power.
Like
break
the
hold.
It
is a controlling spirit. A controlling power.
You need to root it out. The axe has been laid.
Yes,
lay
yes,
the
yes.
Upon it. Lay the
burn that shaft away.
Lay the axe upon it right now. Upon that root. The root of uncleanness in my life. The root of bitterness. The root
yes,
of
yes.
Anger.
Yes,
the root of
yes.
Anger. The root
yes.
Of anger.
Yes.
The root of bitterness.
Yes, yes.
The root of fornication.
Oh,
the root
be broken.
Of in my life.
Oh, be a protector. By the power
the
of the Holy Ghost.
Right now, be broken by fire, be destroyed, be rooted out. Ori su banuja, ori su amira, ori su wala no ayemi. What are you waiting for? The root of fibroid, the root of sickness.
Open your mouth, pray.
Let the power from
in Jesus' name.
Rika dalaba sata, set her free. Lose this one, let her go.
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19. Nevertheless, God's foundation stands firm. See with the inscription, the Lord knows those who are his, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must depart away from what? Wickedness. Zechariah chapter 3. Then, verse 1. Then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to accuse him. And the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire? He was a minister of God. But Satan was standing by him and saying no to Genesis chapter 1:31. God has said it is very good. But Satan is standing and saying no to the manifestation. Verse 3. Now Joshua was dressed in a fitting clothes as he stood before the angel, and the angel said to those who were standing before him, take off these fitting clothes. Then he said to Joshua, see, I have taken away your sin, and I will put rich garment on you. Then I said, put a clean turban on his head. So they put a clean turban on his head and clothed him while the angel of the Lord stood by him. The angel of the Lord gave him this charge and said, Joshua, after he has been delivered from the word, the mystery of what? Iniquity.
Then the message, the blessing now came in verse 7. He said, this is the word the Lord Almighty says. If you walk in my ways and keep my requirement, then you will govern my house. You will have charge of my court. And I will give you a place among these standing. But the angel could not deliver that message as long as Joshua was putting on a fitting garment. In other words, the mystery of iniquity, when it has taken a stronghold in your mind and in your life, until you deal with it and uproot it, you will confess Genesis chapter 1:31 from now till January. It will never manifest. That's why you have to deal with that spirit. It's a spirit. I said it's not the issue of confession now. You have confessed. You have repented. But the spirit is at work. The spirit must be chasing out. He said he comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. But God said, I have come to give life and give it abundance. From the beginning, it was not so. And God saw everything that he has made concerning you and me. They are very good, even till now. But whatever the spirit of iniquity, the spirit of unholiness, uncleanness that have shut the heaven, that is stopping the fulfillment of that scripture, is what you will key on this altar. It's what you will uproot for your life. Say, God has not planted you. Say, God has not given us the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear is the spirit of iniquity. It's not only the spirit of immorality. Lord, uproot this spirit from my life. Lord, uproot this spirit from my life. Let this stronghold be broken. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. I said, deal with this issue. Deal with this spirit. Every spirit assigned to deny you your glory. Yours might be anger, envy, malice, unforgiveness. Break that stronghold. Deal with that spirit in the name of Jesus. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted.
Some of you are tired now. You are not standing against that spirit of anger. And it's stealing good things away from you. That spirit that is there, that is stealing your joy. But yekarakaskata, anything that is there, that is contrary to very good. Ayada basoko bayatura basenteya. I refuse to take you home. I refuse
be arrested in the name of Jesus.
I refuse to go home with
be
you.
Be uprooted in the name of Jesus. Every tree of iniquity, every tree of uncleanness, unholiness,
I lay an axe against you. And
every tree that the devil has planted in my life, bearing bad fruits.
Whatever the tree that is sowing seed of evil, whatever the tree that is sowing seed of bitterness, sowing the seed of anger, sowing the seed of negativity into my life, what are you waiting for?
Deal with it in the name of Jesus. Command it to lose your grip and hold. Lose your grip and hold. Lose your grip and hold.
In the name of Jesus, that tree that is sowing failure, that seed, that tree that is sowing bitterness, that is sowing failure, that is sowing loneliness, that is sowing barrenness into my life. Whatever that tree that is sowing barrenness into my life, that is sowing begin again into my life, well, I poison you that tree tonight. I poison that tree tonight. I circumstance that tree tonight. I destroy that tree tonight. And I can't
in
destroy.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
You're going to pray. Whatever that is very good in my life.
Whatever that is very good in my life.
That I have lost.
That I have lost.
All these years.
All these years.
By reason of this fasting and prayer.
By reason of this fasting and prayer.
Let all of them be restored.
Let
now.
All of them be restored.
Every good thing. Blessing. Glory. That I have lost.
That I've lost.
That the enemy have stolen.
That the enemy has stolen.
Has killed. Has destroyed.
I've destroyed.
I receive total restoration. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
open
Jesus.
Your mouth and begin
Father,
to pray.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ
you
of Nazareth. Everything
life,
that I've lost in my life. Everything that you have lost in your life. Whatever your
reclaim
husband
them.
Have lost. I wanted to pray for your
reclaim
husband. Pray
them.
For your
reclaim
wife.
Them.
Remember your husband, your
command
wife. They are your
now.
Destiny helper. Everything
command
that I've lost in my life.
Now.
Here at Timothy Sono. Are your Timothy Sono.
Oh, come
Timothy Sono. I'm a Timothy Sono. My fruitfulness. My joy that I've lost. I don't know where you they are.
No,
but
restore.
I claim them back in the name of Jesus.
Restore.
Everything that I've
restore.
Lost right now. All my money,
restore.
My glory, my blessing, my breakthrough.
Restore.
Shatalaba soto no, restore. Shatalaba
restore.
Restore. Restore my fruitfulness.
Restore,
restore my fruitfulness. Restore my breakthrough. Restore
everything
my glory. Restore my testimony.
Every
good thing that I've lost in this ministry, everything that I've lost, that my forefathers have lost, the destiny that I've lost, you have to claim me back, claim me back, claim me back right now.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Many a time we exercise our energy and our power in dealing with the enemy. You have now dealt with the enemy. Now you claim what is yours. You have resigned. You've gone back. This prayer you are praying is more powerful than all the prayer you've been praying all along. Because this is the one that will change it.
Amen.
The bad has been done. Now you are not correcting the bad. You have waged war against the power that have been doing that bad and you have destroyed it. By faith, it is destroyed. Now, what they have taken, you have to command the restoration back. If you didn't pray this prayer, you've only succeeded in stopping the devil, but the damage is still left what undone. And that which they have taken, they have not returned. So you must command restoration. Every good blessing,
every good blessing,
glory, everything good in your life,
everything good in my life
that God placed in your life,
that God placed in my life
in Genesis chapter 1,
in Genesis chapter 1,
verse 31, that the enemy has stolen,
that the enemy has stolen,
the enemy has killed,
that the enemy has
killed, the enemy has destroyed,
that the enemy has destroyed,
I have lost,
that I've lost
in one way or the other,
in one way or the
Lord,
other,
Lord, by this fasting,
Lord, by this fasting,
by this prayer,
by this prayer,
by the power of the blood,
by the power of the blood,
restore now,
restore now
into my life.
Into my life,
into my destiny,
into my destiny,
into my marriage,
into my marriage,
into my home,
into my home,
into my career,
into my career,
into my body,
into my body,
into my ministry,
into my ministry,
into my church,
into my church.
Holy Ghost,
fire.
Open your mouth and begin to pray.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every good thing that I've lost, every good thing that I've lost,
every good
the year
that
no cost and can't come on us already,
every good blessing,
every good
glory,
everything
Lord,
that I've lost, everything
Lord,
that I've lost,
restore
everything my
Lord,
children
restore.
Have lost, everything my
restore
sons have lost,
every goodness
everything
in my life,
lost.
Restore every glory in my life.
Let it be restored back in the name of
in
Jesus.
In the name of
Let
Jesus.
Let it be restored back in the name of Jesus. Oh, pray for restoration. Somebody claim me back. It's coming to you right now. It's
oh,
coming to you right now. It's coming to
Jesus.
You right now. It's
by
coming to you right now. It's coming to you right now.
I
it's coming to you right now.
Of my
your
peace.
Passion is coming back
my
right
joy.
Your health is
my
coming
happiness.
Back. Your president is
oh,
coming back.
My prosperity.
Everything that you have lost
my
right now.
My success,
oh,
my glory,
my blessing. By Lord of Sodom right now. Claim back your fruitfulness. Claim back your fruitfulness. Claim
in
back
Jesus
your joy.
Name.
Amen.
If you have prayed that prayer, it is done.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And finally, you are going to lift up your voice. Lord, it is written.
Lord, it is written.
You saw.
You saw.
Everything you have made.
Everything you have made.
About my life.
About my life.
About my destiny.
About my destiny.
Everything that concerns me.
Everything that concerns
upon
me.
The face of this earth.
Upon the face of
you
this
saw.
Earth. You saw.
They were very good.
Very good.
I stand upon your word.
Stand upon your word.
By the integrity of your word.
By the integrity of
that
your word.
That cannot lie.
That cannot lie.
That is forever settled in heaven.
That is forever settled
I
in heaven.
I prophesy.
I prophesy.
Into my life.
Into my life.
Into my destiny.
Into my destiny.
Everything about my life.
Everything about my life.
Is very good.
Is very good.
My life is very
my
good.
My life is very good.
My destiny is
my
very
destiny
good.
My destiny is very good.
My marriage is
my
very good.
My marriage is very good.
My home is
my my home is very good.
My
health
is very good.
My finance is very good.
My
ministry is very
my
good.
My
church is very
because
good.
Your word said it.
Because your word said
I believe it.
I believe
it.
prophesy. Open your mouth and begin to pray.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Bible says you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. You shall decree one thing and it shall be established. I prophesy into my life. I prophesy into my marriage. I prophesy into the love of my husband. I prophesy into the love of my children. That everything about my life,
I decree
Genesis 1:31.
My marriage is very good.
My children is very good.
My home is very good.
My heart is very good.
My finances is very good.
My
business is very good. Because your word said it, Lord. I believe it, Lord. I confess boldly. I declare boldly. I decree boldly. I command boldly. I prophesy boldly. My life is very good. Everything about me is very good. My health is very good. My ministry is very good. Our job is very good. Our business is very good. God's word say it is good. I say it is good. In the name of Jesus, we prophesy into our life that it is good with us. It is well with us. Open your mouth and begin to prophesy.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
You are going to prophesy the second time. You are going to say it loud and say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
From now on.
From now on.
Every area of my life.
Every area of my life.
I shall experience very good.
I shall experience
my
very
marriage
good.
Is very good.
My marriage
my
is very good.
My husband is very good.
My husband is
my
very good.
My children are very good.
My children are
my
very good.
My health is very good.
My health is very good.
Financially, I'm very good.
Financially, I'm very good.
Matrimonially, I'm very good.
Matrimonially, I'm very good.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and
Father,
make that declaration.
Father,
in the name of Jesus.
My life is very good. My destiny is very good. My ministry is very good. My marriage is very good.
My
wife is very good. My children is very good. Our health is very good. Our job is very good. Our business is very good. Everything about us is very good. We declare the goodness of God. We proclaim the goodness of God.
In Jesus' name we pray. Begin to thank God right now. Begin to exalt the name of the Lord. Give God praises and honor. Give God praises and honor for day one. Thank God for day two. Thank God for day three, four, five, six, and seven. Thank God for the strength and power to do this fasting and prayer. Thank God for
you.
Give Him praises and honor. Let's thank God
that
God has answered our prayer. He has done it for us. 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 I need some people that will say we appreciate you. I need some people that will bless the name of the Lord. Give Him praises and honor right now. That the tree that God did not plant into your life has been rooted out.
Genesis 1:31 over our life.
We thank you, Lord Almighty God. We praise your name. We magnify. Hallelujah unto His holy name. Thank you, Jehovah. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Jehovah, we praise
you.
Jehovah, we exalt. Jehovah, we magnify your name.
Amen.
You are mighty God. You are awesome God. There is no one like you, Father.
Amen.
Your children have knocked the door.
Yes,
we have called unto you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We have seek your face, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We have asked for what you say we should
ask
for.
Lord.
Father, we have said to us that this season is going to be the season of very good. So, Father, Lord God, from now on, O Lord, let each one of us experience very good.
Amen.
There's someone that said, my parents are not very good to me. From now on, they shall be very good.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Your husband will be very good.
Amen.
Your wife will be very good.
Amen.
Your children will be very good.
Amen.
Your business will be very good.
Amen.
Your workers will be very good.
Amen.
Your boss will be very good to
Amen.
You. In the name of the Lord
Amen.
Jesus. Your ministry will be very good.
Amen.
Your marriage will be very good.
Amen.
Your health will be very good.
Amen.
Your mindset will be very good.
Amen.
Your soul will be very good.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
The anointing mighty destroy the yoke.
Amen.
Every yoke of not very good in your life, by the virtue of the anointing that has operated in this house, I command those yoke to be destroyed.
Amen.
Anyone that drink out of this water, whatever that is not good in your life will be good.
Amen.
The Bible said the water of Marah was not good. But when the power of the Lord penetrated into it, the Bible said that which was not good become good and it becomes sweet. Anyone that drink out of this water, whatever that is not good in your life, they shall be terminated.
Amen.
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 In the name of the Lord Jesus,
amen.
Every seed of not good in your life, they shall be destroyed.
Amen.
In the love of your wife shall be destroyed.
Amen.
In the love of your husband shall be destroyed.
Amen.
In the love of your children shall be destroyed.
Amen.
This water will go into the foundation of your life.
Amen.
I said this water will penetrate into the root of your life.
Amen.
Whatever that is not good there shall be destroyed.
Amen.
Anything in the foundation of your life that is not good there shall be destroyed.
Amen.
Barrenness is not good.
Yes.
Fibroid is not good.
It is
strong. Failure is not good.
It is strong.
Loneliness is not good.
Amen.
The Bible says it's not good for that man to be alone. Whatever that is saying amen, whatever that is the spirit of loneliness in your life, they shall be destroyed.
Amen.
That shall be destroyed.
Amen.
Anything that is not good in your home, as you drink this water, that shall be destroyed.
Amen.
That shall be destroyed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It does not matter. I hear the Lord. It does not matter if your children are not here, if your wife is not here, if your husband is not there. Wherever they may be,
the power of God will touch them.
The Lord that ride in the wings of wind. Wherever that person may be, and you look at your husband, you say, in this part is good, but when it comes to when he loses his temper, it's not good anymore. No, anything that is not good in the life of all the sons and daughters of this house, wherever they may be, as I'm praying right now, it shall be destroyed.
Amen.
It shall be destroyed.
Amen.
It shall be destroyed.
Amen.
I command it to be destroyed.
Amen.
Attitude that are not good, I say be destroyed.
Amen.
Behavior that are not good, be destroyed.
Amen.
Mindset that are not good, be destroyed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whoever that drink out of this water, I command every area of your life to be very good.
Amen.
Your children will be very good.
Amen.
Everything will be very good.
Amen.
This ministry will be very good.
Amen.
Your pastor will be very good. Your ministry will be very good.
Amen.
Your answer will be very good. Academically, you will become very good.
Amen.
Ayarabakas katalabashata. All the students in this house, I make that declaration over your life. Barika Dabaskata, I say academically you will become very good.
Amen.
Spiritually, you will become very good.
Amen.
Financially, you will become very good.
Amen.
This ministry will become very good.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord
Amen.
Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for the word.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for strength.
Thank you, Lord.
I ask the Lord to empower you.
Amen.
For day two, you will not be tired.
Amen.
Day two, you will not be weary.
Amen.
Day two, you will not faint.
Amen.
Day two, you will not die.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The glory of God will manifest in your life.
Amen.
Before day two, I command you to have testimony.
Amen.
Before day two, I command you to have testimony.
Amen.
Before day three, I command you to have testimony.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I decree before day four, you will have testimony. Before day five, testimony will flow.
Amen.
Before day six, testimony will flow.
Amen.
Before day seven, testimony will flow.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, everlasting
Thank
Father.
You,
thank you, omnipotent God.
You,
put your hands together and give God praise.
Hallelujah.
In the air. Day one down, six to go. May God bless you and may the Lord reward you. It is well with you. God bless you. Have a very nice evening.
Thank you for listening to Above Limitations. I know you've been blessed with this message. Join Pastor Victoria at Freedom House, 9 Factory Road, North Woolwich, London E16 2EL, Sundays 10 a.m. GMT. For more information, visit pastorvictoria.org. Email admin@pastorvictoria.org.